The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know, years ago, Eric and I were close, very close.
I remember that one summer we shaved each other's backs and thought nothing of it.
But over the years, somehow a shadow has fallen over our friendship, and now the two of us are about the hairiest sons of guns you can imagine.
And now, the human sweater himself,
Eric Metaxas.
I miss those days, Todd. I miss you. Okay, enough weirdness. Folks, I could have so much fun sometimes because I get to talk to people that I would like to talk to anyway, but you get to listen in. I'm sitting here in the studio with Michelle Malkin. How you doing? Look at you.
I'm good. You know,
welcome.
Thank you.
In case people don't know who you are a conservative columnist, a best-selling author, and the reason you're here today is because Regnery Publishing, they give very small advances, by the way, but Regnery Publishing is a good publisher. They published some of my books, and you have a new book out called Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction? The title, I mean, the title doesn't really reveal the answer, so it's very provocative. So why don't we start there, Michelle?
Sure.
Who's funding America's destruction? And if it's not George Soros, I don't have any other guesses.
Well, George Soros merits a very large and substantial chapter in the book, chapter two. But there is a massive global cacophony of organizations. Cacophony.
Yeah. That's a Greek word, by the way.
That is my failed music major background from Oberlin College, right?
Cacophony is a great word. From Oberlin.
Yes.
You
yes.
didn't go to Oberlin.
Yes, that's a whole side street that we should
can
travel
anything
down.
Anything good come out of Oberlin? Or can anything good come out of Yale? Obviously, something.
Not intentionally.
Not intentionally.
But I document more than 400 separate organizations, as well as scores of individuals who are essentially financiers of America's destruction. And what I mean by that is targeting the fundamental concept of American sovereignty and the rule of law. And over the last couple of years, especially since President Trump took office, there's this refrain. I've got the musical themes going on here.
Nobody's picking up on it except music majors. Refrain is a musical word. Go ahead.
So the refrain that I've heard from so many frustrated viewers and listeners of most mainstream media, well, why is this happening? The illegal alien caravans that seem to come out of nowhere,
yeah.
seemingly, as well as these waves of new generations of refugees. Who's sponsoring them? Where are they coming from and why? And who is resettling them? What parts of the country are they being directed to? I mean, you just take a look at the headlines and you see that Minneapolis has turned into essentially the most dangerous breeding ground for jihadis from Somalia.
I mean, that sounds like a joke. I mean, it
yeah.
sounds like a joke.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah.
But seriously, like, it doesn't seem possible. When you think of America and you think of Minnesota, I think of Garrison Keillor. I don't think of jihadis in training. How did that happen?
Well, it happened because the United Nations, working with a handful of exclusive contractors for the federal government, has as its goal the resettlement of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people from breeding grounds of terrorism, hotspots like Somalia, to resettle them here in the United States for both ideological and electoral reasons.
And isn't that effectively what happened with Ilhan Omar? I don't know if that's how one says
her name. It's covered
in
the book, yes.
It's like an entire Somali village was transported to Minnesota.
Yes, that's right. And in fact, it was one of these so-called voluntary agencies, or VOLAGs. You got to love the Beltway Swamp.
VOLAG.
VOLAGs.
That's such a pretty word.
Yeah, VOLAG. It sounds like...
It sounds like Stalag or Gulag.
Yes.
So neither of which is a good word.
This is a billion-dollar racket, the refugee resettlement racket. And one of the prime contractors is a group called the Lutheran Immigrant and Refugee Services, LIRS. And LIRS is the one that sponsored Ilhan Omar and her extended family to come to the United States. Obviously, at the time when she was a child, you wouldn't know what she would end up as a unelected politician. But I think that's part of the problem. You know, when my parents came here from the Philippines in 1970, they were thoroughly vetted on, you know, not only for the skill set that they brought to the country, but also, you know, an essential set of assimilated common values. They had to speak English before they got here. They had to prove that they were not going to be financial public charges. And by the way, of course, that was a big area of controversy for the president just a couple of weeks ago. He reinstituted this basic principle that we should have, you know, a deeming provision, something that's been on the books in common law, in British common law anyway, since 1645. And he didn't invent this out of whole cloth, this idea that we should be a little bit more discriminating and not as a pejorative word and picky about who we let into the country. And unfortunately, with the refugee resettlement racket, you don't get any of that kind of discrimination because you've essentially yielded the agenda of who you let into the country to global forces like the United Nations and the European Union.
I mean, when the title of your book is Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction? I think we have to be clear. You are saying, and I agree, with what ends up being a very staggering charge that people are aiming to destroy America. It's not that they have a different view of America slightly. We're talking about people who are, at this point, fundamentally un-American and anti-American. They really want to see the United States hobbled and weakened and, in some sense, as you say, destroyed. I think a lot of good Americans find it hard to believe that there are forces in our political life that want to do that. But it seems to me that there are, and I guess that's what you talk about here.
Oh, yes. This is not hyperbole. There's an appendix in the back of the book, Appendix G, that has profiles of 60 what I call refugee hotties. These are people who came here through the refugee resettlement program and then were arrested, charged, and convicted literally of jihad against America. And the list includes people that are familiar to most ordinary Americans, like the Tsarnaev brothers, whose parents had fraudulently claimed asylum from a part of Russia that was dominated by Muslims.
And in case anybody's not remembering, these are the young men who killed so many people at the end of the Boston Marathon
a
few years ago.
That is correct.
So those parents came here claiming to be refugees.
Yes.
And so there are people, in fact, gaming the system. I mean, we know this, but I want you to talk about it a little bit. Who they are, in a sense, appealing to our generous nature as a country, as a people. We want to help those who are suffering, and they're taking advantage of that.
Yes, they're completely turning the compassion and the rooted in. Of course, it's always invoked, the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty, however, is not our governing immigration law.
Right.
If you listen to Jim Acosta barking at White House press secretaries, you would think it would. But, you know, even if you were to grant that somehow that should be a part of what our immigration system is about, you know, on the Statue of Liberty, it says liberty enlightening the world. It doesn't say liberty absorbing the entire planet.
Right.
And also among these 60 refugee hotties, unfortunately, that I've listed are many people that were brought over here because they served as translators for the army in places like Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got President Trump. Just this last week, Friday, a story broke in the New York Times that President Trump wants to even more drastically reduce the numbers of refugees we bring into the country. Under Obama, it was an all-time high of 100,000 in 1 year. He's reduced that to 30,000. We have no obligation to meet some certain number. And if the system is so out of control that we can't vet properly who actually is escaping oppression and who is here to oppress people,
right,
we need to put a pause button on that.
And isn't there, there's a great irony, too, because, you know, you're talking about these relatively small numbers when you think about how many people are walking into our country across our southern borders,
yes,
entirely illegally, and some of them quite fraudulently claiming asylum or using that as a dodge. When we come back, folks, we'll continue the conversation. It's an important conversation with Michelle Malkin. The book is Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction? To bring me raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. The cry is not for me.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious: what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Michelle Malkin. The book is Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction. Now, Michelle, this is a big book. Sometimes I'm criticized for writing long books. But just to be fair, the book is only long if you include the 10 appendices. 10.
Yeah.
I mean, to have one appendix is is dramatic. To have more than one looks to me like carelessness. What's behind this?
I really did want to answer this question that I've heard so many people ask over the last several years. Where is this coming from? Who's behind it? And I didn't want to leave any pertinent fact out. This is really a comprehensive reference guide. It's a deep dive dossier into who these groups are and where their funding sources are coming from and what ultimately their intentions are. So, everybody talks about George Soros, but I think what's important, especially for people in flyover country, is to know that there's this metastasis of these groups that all have different names, but they're operating under the same umbrella. And so you have to be clear about what the provenance of these groups that have these deceptive neighborhood names to them.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example of that. There's an organization that I encountered when I lived in Montgomery County, Maryland, which has been in the news over the last couple of months for the local government's defiance and refusal to cooperate with federal ICE officials. I mean, it's essentially a war on ICE there.
Yeah.
And there are many, many criminal aliens who were caught and released as a result of this defiant sanctuary mentality. Well, one of the leading organizations that's led the charge to undermine support for ICE and the rule of law is a group called Casa de Maryland. And it
that sounds so sweet.
Yes. And of course, they provide services to those without representation. And they've lobbied for everything from driver's licenses to illegal aliens to in-state tuition discount. And now they are a leading force in the abolish ICE movement. They are Soros funded, but more importantly, I think for taxpayers to know, they're a tax exempt so-called charity that operates as essentially an arm of the Democrat Party. Again, that's not hyperbole because the former head of Casa de Maryland is now the current chair of the DNC, Tom Perez.
And there you have it. So we're dealing with facts, unfortunately. I wish this just were, a kind of polemic, a screed, a rant. But no, you've done your homework. And so then the question becomes, what can we do? In other words, since you have identified these groups, is there a way to do something about this? Because I think there's so many people, we hear these things. What can we do?
Yes. Well, the first step in the sort of investigative mantra of the book is to follow the money and find the truth. And I don't just write books or columns or blog posts. I've been in the media business for 25 plus years now for my work to just sit on a shelf. And I practice what I preach. So, for example, there's an entire chapter on what I call the A-Team, Abolish ICE, Antifa, and the Sanctuary Anarchists. And it is not enough to just know the links between and among these groups. We have to do something about that. And I called just a couple of weeks ago in my syndicated column for people to get up off the sidelines. Because Eric, you've seen it. Everybody has over the last several summers. Groups like Make the Road New York City and Abolish ICE in Portland descending on ICE facilities and physically threatening the safety and lives of our ICE agents who put their lives on the line every day.
I mean, the only difference between these guys and the brown shirts is that the guys in Antifa and abolish ICE, they're not literally wearing brown shirts, but their tactics, it's shocking to say this in America, they're using the same kinds of tactics.
No question about it. They wear black shirts and black masks, and they have preyed upon citizen journalists like my friend Andy Ngo, who I mentioned in the book, as well as offices from San Antonio to Tacoma to Aurora, Colorado, in my adopted home state of Colorado. So on Labor Day, which is a day when most people have off, and you always hear this from conservatives, well, we can't match the forces of George Soros and the SJWs because we actually work. Well, Labor Day was a day that people had off. And so I put out a call, and 200-plus patriots came out to the Aurora ICE facility. You may remember this in July. There was a group of these Abolish ICE types and Antifa light who had laid siege to that facility, yanked down the American flag, replaced it with a Mexican flag and a defaced Blue Lives Matter flag. And from July until Labor Day, there was no response from ordinary people who support ICE. And so I started.
How can there have been no response from law enforcement? I'm just not clear on how people are allowed to get away with this in America.
Yes. So, of course, you essentially have enablers now who are embedded in police departments and city councils and state legislatures. That is the sanctuary mentality that has really been something that was foisted upon us by Open Borders, Inc. And so in Aurora, they had a stand down order. Ted Wheeler, who's the mayor of Portland, who also happens to be the police commissioner, issued a stand down order that allowed chaos to happen.
OK, so let's just break this down.
Yes.
A stand down order means they've been told to stand down. They've been told, do not do anything, in effect. Stand back and let this happen. Mm-hmm. So the question is, how is it possible that we can have selective policing in America? I mean, if you're living in a community and you don't know whether the police will be allowed to do their job, it strikes me that you don't actually have a police force.
Yes, that is correct. And that's a subject for another book. I guess another Heather McDonald War on Police book.
Yeah,
for sure. And you could trace that all the way back to affirmative action and just the role that a lot of radical identity politics has played in hijacking these public institutions. But we had a stand with ICE rally on Labor Day.
Okay, so this happened in July, but then on Labor Day we decided we need to do something.
And there was a police force there, and we had let the ICE facility know ahead of time. By the way, a facility that I had toured, because I think, as part of the book ethos, you have all of these people who recklessly spew this rhetoric about our ICE facilities being concentration camps.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, it's absolutely stunning.
It is. And talk about inciting violence. You know, it's the left who's always lecturing us about tolerance and the need for civility. And yet the hatred that they are inciting against these officers is just
unconscionable. Well, I was going to say that they have they've won the rhetorical battle in the sense that they've persuaded enough people somehow that they're serious when they talk about tolerance. And in the meantime, they are every day. We see it. We hear it every day. They are, in fact, inciting violence. And what they're really doing, the root of it, which I find fascinating, is that they are they're finding excuses for hatred. In other words, they're basically saying Trump is such a monster. If you don't seethe with rage and hatred, you're not a patriot. And so they're excusing their own rage and inciting violence at the same time, obviously, that they're somehow making it seem like there's all this right-wing violence. Find me the right-wing violence. I don't see any evidence of it.
Yeah, talk about a manufactured crisis, right? And so, yeah, I mean, the concept of Marcuse and repressive tolerance is also going on here. But there's another relevant chapter in the book on the Southern Poverty Law Center, because this is right at the heart of it, is stoking that hatred and manufacturing it. And they have specifically targeted groups that are dedicated to enforcement, strict enforcement of our immigration laws, groups that I have many friends with, the Center for Immigration Studies, mainstream groups that they try to turn into radicals. And it's a joke that the hate list that the SPLC has compiled over the years is so long, it would just be much more efficient if they had a list of people who weren't on
it. Right, right.
Everybody from Ben Carson to Ayaan Hirsi Ali to me. Do you notice something about the people I've named? We're all non-white, and yet we are cast as white supremacists.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, I'm the brownest white supremacist out there.
I didn't even realize that. That's so funny. You mentioned yourself, Ben Carson, and Ayaan. How do you say it?
Hirsi Ali.
Hirsi Ali. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, obviously, these are ideological divides, but they claim to care about, you know, groups. But if you disagree with them, then you suddenly don't really belong to that group, right?
Yes.
Well, this is the sort of thing I think that slowly America's waking up. I really do believe that the left has become so radical that many normal Americans have been forced to take notice. I mean, when you see videos of Antifa smashing things and doing what they do, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that these are not nice guys.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is, of course, it would be one thing if it was just those radical left forces. I think what's important about the book and much of the investigative work that I've done over the last quarter century is they couldn't succeed without enabling forces on what I always see as described as our friends and allies. And this includes big business. It includes people who work for the federal arms of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, of course. And a lot of the establishment swampy types that Donald Trump has been combating as aggressively as the people on the left.
Yeah. Yeah, we once believed that they were nonpartisan, but we've come to see otherwise. We'll be right back, folks, talking to Michelle Malkin. The book is Open Borders, Inc. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House Judiciary Committee voting along party lines to broaden the panel's powers to investigate President Trump as Democrats seek to build their case for impeachment. Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway says the American people have no interest in House Democrats pursuing impeachment. The Supreme Court clearing the way for the Trump administration to deny nearly all asylum claims from Central Americans. The new policy would disallow asylum for anyone who passes through another country on the way to the U.S. without first seeking asylum there. If you're carrying a gun, Publix supermarkets, they don't want to see it. Just last week, competing grocery chain Kroger joined Walmart, Target, and other companies in asking customers not to openly carry weapons in their stores. The Dow is up 138 points, the NASDAQ ahead 46. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976 and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's the Up the Taxes Show. I'm talking to Michelle Malkin, and we're talking about the people behind the destruction of America, the destruction of our borders, destruction of our sovereignty, of our sense of self as a people. You mentioned, Michelle, Pope Francis here. Talk about that, because to me it's at least scandalous that this pope is talking about things in the way that he is. You don't know what to think when the pope is being this, I would say, thoughtless.
Yeah.
And outspoken in his thoughtlessness.
Follow the money, find the truth. I did that. And it's alarming to me, especially as a practicing Catholic, someone who was baptized in the Catholic Church, married in the Catholic Church, played the organ in high school.
I didn't know they had organs in Catholic Church. Are you sure it's Catholic?
Yeah.
All right.
For spending money. And it turns out that for the Vatican and the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, what we're talking about here is a huge pipeline of taxpayer funding through what I referenced before, the refugee resettlement racket. And the Conference of Bishops is one of the biggest kahunas in this business.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating when I talk about billions of dollars that they get. I mean, the per refugee fee for one of these so-called VOLAGs is $4,000 per refugee. And then on top of that, there's a whole nother scam that people don't know about that I expose, where these voluntary agencies, these religious nonprofits, are making money through a loan repayment program that they run with the United Nations. Because you think, well, refugee resettlement, how did Ilhan Omar get here? Who paid for her plane ticket and, her initial settling down fees, when they put them and dump them all in the Twin Cities? Well, it turns out we end up paying for
that. So taxpayers pay through this, but it's funded. It's funneled through the Catholic Church's organizations.
Yes.
And John Zmirak. I don't know if you know John.
Oh, of course I do. I mentioned him several times.
John is
great
a very
work.
Dear friend, and he's the one that has alerted me to this originally. And it's just staggering to me to think about why. You say, why are so many parts of the American Catholic Church so liberal, and you start realizing that there's a ton of money at stake.
Yes, that's right. And John has done great work, of course, shedding specific spotlights on the radicalization of the Catholic Church, particularly in Chicago. So, and it was that intersection between Saul Alinsky and some radical Catholic bishops that laid the groundwork for the founding of the Conference of Bishops, as well as Catholic Charities and the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. And it is not.
That sounds so friendly.
It all does,
campaign,
and that's part of the
for
trick.
Human development.
That's
so sweet.
How could you be against that?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so when you I guess my first question really or one of my questions, the one I'm going to ask now, is when did you decide that this is what you wanted to write about? Because you've written about so many things and, you're very familiar with many different things. What is it that made you decide to home in specifically on this issue of who is funding these kinds of things?
So I think that for me, there's both a personal and a journalistic imperative. My life story is an open book. My parents came here legally from the Philippines in 1970, and from the time I was old enough to understand it, my parents made clear to us that it was a privilege to be here, not some sort of sense of entitlement. And I've always tried to express my gratitude for having a place in America through my work. And it is always an amazing thing to wake up every day and think to myself, well, this little brown girl whose parents grew up in a poor village south of Manila can actually make a living and put food on the table exercising the First Amendment. What a blessing that is. And I think that that's the exact kind of attitude that we want out of people who come from this come to this country. And that core value of assimilation has been completely obliterated by Open Borders, Inc. So yeah. That's the personal imperative. The journalistic imperative is I cut my teeth in the newspaper business in Los Angeles in the early 1990s. And all of the fissures, all of the cracks that we were seeing in an assimilated united sovereign country, really they were all very visible very early on in Los Angeles. And I was there to cover the early roots of the Prop 187 movement and essentially the ideological underpinnings of the Trump 2016 campaign. Then I moved up to Seattle and got to see problems with the northern border. And here we are in the 18th anniversary week of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. My very first book, which was a book with Regnery, was called Invasion. And it was about the systemic problems that laid the fertile groundwork for the 9/11 hijackers. And to be able to talk about these issues in a non-inflammatory, non-inciting, logical, common sense, calm way has been endangered by groups like the SPLC. I don't mind being called a white supremacist. I think it's a joke. I think it's funny
well, of
now.
Of course it's a joke.
Right? but unfortunately for a lot of ordinary Americans who feel like they can't speak out, it is a fearsome proposition to talk about the things that I talk about. And there is now among Silicon Valley CEOs a concerted effort to wipe our voices off of the internet. I'm somebody who was very privileged to plant a flag early on in the conservative blogosphere in the early 2000s. And now the idea that at any whim, because of some decision by Jack Dorsey and his AI types, that I could just be completely unplugged, it's a shame.
No, this is really dark stuff. When we come back, I want to talk about Zuckerberg and Tim Cook and that whole gang. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Our love is alive, and so we begin. Foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame.
Folks, it's the Erickman Taxes Show talking to Michelle Malkin. The book is Open Borders, Inc. And Michelle, you talk about Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg. I have to say, the one thing the founders could not possibly have foreseen is what has happened via the creation of social media, the internet. There are, in a way, there's a kind of aggregation of power that it wouldn't have been possible any other way. And so you have Google, and they own YouTube, and of course they're censoring our friend Dennis Prager. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But it's a new thing, and the question is, do you think that we'll have the ability to fight it? I mean, do you think that, you know, Google will be hit with an antitrust lawsuit that's going to stick? And I mean, what do you see happening? Because they clearly don't think the way we think, the people who head these companies.
No, they certainly don't. There have been attempts in court now to rein in their power and hold them accountable for breaches of free speech and breaches of contract, breaches of privacy. The Trump FTC has gone after both Google and YouTube. But if you look at it, the fines that are being levied are really just slaps on the wrist.
Yeah, that's like a bonus for a secretary,
yeah,
basically.
But I do talk about in the SPLC chapter that a number of people who have been just summarily deplatformed are now fighting back in lawsuits. Of course, Brager University is suing.
Yeah.
Gavin McInnes, the founder of Vice, who has been unduly demonized by the SPLC, is suing the SPLC. Laura Loomer is suing Care. And I think that these are all very useful because what it does is redirect people's focus to this network, and they all intersect in Open Borders, Inc. And so this book is not just about laying out where all of this money is coming from, but what we need to do to start to defund Open Borders, Inc. And we have to know that at the essence that CARE, which is essentially a terrorist organization enabler, is at the heart of trying to snuff out the voices who are trying to save America.
Well, I mean, it's an amazing thing that this is the battle we're fighting right now. Again, it would have been unthinkable, in generations previous to ours. But these are the front lines, and we're dealing with people who have a globalist agenda, and they think that it's a noble thing. They think that to love your country is a backward, jingoistic way of living. And so they seem to want to abolish the idea of a country. They seem to think, I mean, the very idea that Google would be allowed to thrive as it is when it has been, if not treasonous, close to treasonous in the way that it has worked with China to help them oppress their own people. I mean, it's an unbelievable thing. I mean, they're not working with the devil literally, but effectively to allow a totalitarian nation to use your technology to make its people less free, to make them suffer. I mean, it seems to me that Americans need to know what's going on, but it's not as if we have many options in terms of do I go with Google or do I go with, you know, the other thing. What's the other thing?
Well, there are other things, and I've talked about this, especially as I've seen so many of my friends and allies be picked off. And we have to do everything that we can in our own personal lives. I have a Border Defenders Action Plan that includes very concrete steps that people can take. Even though it's a small, people might think it's a gesture, but like if a million people were doing it, switching from Google to DuckDuckGo, switching from the Google...
Wait a minute. DuckDuckGo.
Yes.
I've heard of this.
Yes.
DuckDuck. So you're telling me that right now,
yes,
I could stop using Google.
Yes.
I could use DuckDuckGo.
Yes.
First of all, DuckDuckGo is very clever.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's
okay,
cute.
So that's one thing we can do.
And you can switch from Google Chrome to Brave, which is a very privacy-dedicated browser. And more people are finding alternatives to things like Twitter as well. So if you're really committed to, you know, walking the walk, you can do these things. And there are other things that you can do, too. Everybody complains about Hollywood. We have this latest spat with Chrissy Teigen and John Legend on the one hand and President Trump. Well, why do you keep buying their albums and listening to their music and watching their movies?
Yeah.
If people knew that those two had spent $1.3 million supporting the ACLU, which is filing lawsuits on behalf of illegal aliens to stop all of the immigration enforcement agenda of President Trump, if they knew that some of that money was going to fight for illegal alien teenagers who want government-subsidized abortions, perhaps they would take the very small step of stopping giving them money.
Right. I'm going to stop giving my money to Chrissy Teigen today. Alvin, make a note of it. That's it. No, it is kind of funny because I think a lot of times the people who do go see their films tend to be apolitical. And then those of us who are political, we're more aware of it. But I do think it's legitimate for us to know what someone is doing. And there was a day in Hollywood when, you know, people's box office would suffer if you found out something hard. You know, Ingrid Bergman, when, you know, they find out that she's sleeping with a married man, suddenly her career takes a dive, you know. Mm-hmm. People cared about those things and they voted with their feet and they would not go to the to that movie. You don't see that so much, but I think because Hollywood figures are being so outspoken, we're going to see more of it.
I think so too, and I do actually think that we're seeing more conservatives or patriots or people, like you say, that don't necessarily define themselves politically, taking steps to withdraw their financial and, you know, moral support for companies with which they disagree. Look at what's happened to Gillette. Have you seen their stock price lately?
No, I have not. But well, it is interesting because I think Nike, I've spoken about this. I mean, I will never buy anything by Nike ever, 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 unless they completely repent of what they did. But to me, I have to say, I also think the founding fathers couldn't have foreseen the cravenness and the power of corporate America. I mean, how corporate America is willing to go along with anything as long as they can get, you know, a bigger profit. And I think they ought to understand that's going to cut both ways.
Yes. You know, they foresaw a lot. I mean, an extraordinary prescience that we haven't seen in the history of humans. But I would say, I would add to your very good list as well, could not have foreseen what was going to happen to public education. And I have a very specific warning tied to the themes of the book about making sure that parents know what kind of propaganda with regard to American sovereignty is being sold to them. Unfortunately, people do know about Howard Zinn, but they don't know that the SPLC has a so-called teaching tolerance curriculum, which is all about brainwashing kids
now,
and open borders.
I knew I'd be sorry we were out of time, but I'm really sorry. Michelle, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, Open Borders, Inc.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying. It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one. You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The White House says there's no public appetite for impeachment proceedings.
Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway says the American people have no interest in House Democrats pursuing impeachment.
There's no public appetite for that.
She says there's a huge disconnect between voters and House Democrats on the issue. On Twitter, the president posted quotes from 3 people, including House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, who said the Dems have never gotten over the fact that President Trump won the election. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The United States has agreed to a 2-week delay in a planned increase in tariffs on these Chinese imports. Instead of taking effect on October 1st, they will be delayed until October 15th. Meanwhile, the two countries have agreed to resume trade negotiations early next month. Stocks higher across the board, the Dow up 141 points, the NASDAQ ahead 54. This is SRN News.
Couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
It's dreamy.
It is.
Give him 2 lips.
Anybody listening, this is the Eric Metaxas Show, and if you're listening to that music, you understand that the Sandman. We've obviously got a sleep theme coming up. We may even have a My Pillow announcement, but I'm not ready to make it yet. I've got 3 other very important announcements. If you're listening now, and the way you'll know you're listening is if you can hear me say this, that means you're listening. A couple of big announcements. If you don't know this, every week we send out an amazing newsletter. It doesn't cost you a penny,
right?
And it has photographs, links to every show we did the week with the description in case you say, you know what, when did they have that show on, whatever. It's all there, teed up for you.
Yep.
You have to go to ericmetaxas.com, ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. Trust me, it's phenomenal when you get it. It's just all kinds of stuff we couldn't possibly communicate to you in any other way. This is just the best way for you to get it. So go to ericmetaxas.com. Also, I'm starting to post stuff on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, you will see a lot of cool pictures.
Wow.
I post pictures. Yeah,
that's great.
And obviously, I'm already on Twitter and on Facebook. If you don't follow me there, what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Do it.
Okay. Now we've got Albin. We've got to talk.
Mm-hmm.
The Sandman theme. My daughter, by the way, she heard that song. She'd never heard it before, and she said, "What's? I love that. I love that." I was like, "Yeah, that was, you know, back in the '40s when your grandparents were young."
Yeah.
But it just reminds me of Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And we, the other big announcement we have to make on this program, okay, every time I see a commercial with Mike Lindell doing his thing, there's always a code on TV when people watch it.
Yeah.
And I want to tell everybody watching, hey, don't use that code.
Don't.
Use our code, either Eric or Metaxas, and then you get our discount. Because everything you buy from MyPillow.com, whether it's the pet pillow, whether it's the body pillow, which you and Ann have, and that's between you and your wife and God. Okay,
private.
It's none of my business.
TMI.
But the body pillow, the other pillows, the Giza sheets.
The mattress topper.
The mattress topper.
Love it.
That
really.
Mattress topper has changed my life.
I know it has.
I sleep through everything. I'm not eating. I'm not doing anything.
You're sleeping now.
No, it's just incredible. And I just want to say, everything you buy at MyPillow.com, folks, tell your friends, use Eric or Metaxas. That's the code you want to use. All that stuff you see on TV, that money's going directly into the pockets of Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. I'm telling you, that might not be true, but what if it were? What if it were?
It could
be,
right? The
point is, I can tell you for a fact that if you put an Eric or Metaxas, you get our discount. It's a safe discount. It's the best discount, by the way. You can't do better. You get like 50% on some stuff, 40% on another. I mean, it's huge. But that's everything you buy from MyPillow.com. Please tell your friends to use the Eric code or the Metaxas code, either one. And listen, when you use it, you're actually helping us with the program, because Mike Lindell is the biggest sponsor of this program,
right?
So I want, you know, Mike's amazing. You know that they put scripture verses when they mail you like pillows?
Right.
I was like in the bottom of the box, hey, what's this? A scripture verse? That guy's living out his faith. He's not afraid, okay?
Yeah.
He's not afraid of crack dealers. He's not afraid of sharing his faith. This guy has lived an amazing life.
Yes.
He lives his faith out like nobody. I mean, it's the stuff he's doing, it's incredible. So anyway, just want to tell you, if you buy anything from MyPillow.com, and why wouldn't you? I mean, come on. You want to sleep, don't you? A lot of people sleep nowadays. If you sleep, if you're a person that sleeps every night.
If you don't try it,
try sleeping every night.
Right?
You'll feel it's much healthier. Your body heals itself. But if you want to sleep well, you got to go to MyPillow.com. Huge discounts only if you put an Eric or Metaxas Q Sandman theme.
Nights are over, Sandman. Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum 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 bum.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.